So this weekend, the FA Cup third round is finally here. Bradford City have a trip away to Bury, a side who sit mid-table in League One, a couple of places below Bradford City, actually. Let's speak to a Bury fan, find out how things are going for the team from Gig Lane. We're joined by Tom Pickup. Tom, welcome to the show.
Very, very good to speak to you, Andy. Thank you.
So, Bury, a side who, over the last 5 years, been quite transitional, gone from a team who didn't seem to have many resources now to a team who seemed to not have a problem in that way. Training now at a former Man City training ground, very very spectacular it is as well. Although, just at the moment, the run of form has not been brilliant for Bury fans.
Yeah, that's right. We hope that the last few games have just been a mere blip. 3 wins in 12 obviously isn't promotion form, and it's seen us slump right from third down to 14th at the moment. So that's not so good. But you know, going back quite a bit when the revolution, as it was called, took over, Bury, of course, were in League Two, and it even went a little bit worse until Kevin Blackwell was sacked. At that time, we were second from bottom of the Football League. So it just shows the progress that has been made. It has needed a bit of a cash injection. Stuart Day, the chairman, has put in, well, we're quoted at about £1.5 million, which at this level is a lot of money. Some of it to wipe off debt, some of it just to get the books better and get some playing staff that certainly were up for the fight. And that, you've got to say, it worked. Certainly last season, David Flitcroft got his squad together to send us over the edge for promotion. And at the start of the season, it looked to have continued. But it's a difficult patch for Bury. But in the Cups, we've been doing all right. We, of course, got to the second round of the Capital One Cup after winning at Wigan. And we've got all the way to the third round to face Bradford now.
And in terms of the Cup, we've been mentioning there about the sort of previous regimes and finance, where the draw of the FA Cup third round against the likes of Man United would have been what Bury were hoping for, just from the point of view of finance, to really help the club to tick along. So would that have been similar? Were all the fans really wanting a Man United or a Man City in the third round? Or is the fact that Bury have got Bradford, does this give a realistic chance from a Bury point of view to maybe start a bit of a winning run from this game?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's one way of looking at it that you'd want a, you know, no disrespect to Bradford, a more glamorous tie, someone away from the Premiership, like your Chelsea's, Liverpool's, United's, Arsenal's. But the good thing about if you're going to play at home, then you can only fill a Gig Lane as much as it fills, about 11,000. And from what I hear, Bradford have filled the ticket allocation. So in terms of the money that we're going to generate from the match, we can't be much better than Bradford. And it's a team, of course, that David Flitcroft's well versed in. We've already played Bradford once. So it's not a bad draw. And there will be a lot of people at Gig Lane thinking that we could progress. And then we'll be in the draw for round four, which is an altogether more exciting prospect.
Now, for the Bradford fans who come over to watch the game, who is the player for Bury that, when they have a good game, Bury tick along nicely?
That's a good question, actually, because I think the answer has to be Danny Meyer, because certainly when he's on form, he's pretty much unplayable. The guy's skill is there for all to see. He did win League 2 Player of the Year last season, no doubt. And just the last few games, he hasn't really been receiving the ball in the right areas, hasn't been taking his men on as much. And I think that's one of the main reasons we haven't been picking up as many points. But on his game, certainly at home as well, he likes to cut in from the left. Take his man on. He's got a good shot, and he links up well with Chris Hussey at left back as well. So he's one that you'll probably need two men on, actually.
In terms of players that over this side of the hill we'll know well about, there's Kelvin Atuhu for Bury these days, former Barnsley player, and from my point of view, Peter Clark, Huddersfield player from a few years back, a real club legend. It was a bit of a shame when he left town, the tactic had suddenly gone away from how Peter Clark wanted to play. We were suddenly after ball playing centre backs. It wasn't going to work for Peter Clark in that system, but he's doing very well at Bury's club captain, isn't he?
Yeah, Peter Clark was a very, very astute signing for David Flitcroft in the summer. I think he's been player of the season for three different clubs, and that just tells you not just about how good a player he is, but how well appreciated he is by different fans. And certainly he has improved the defence alongside Nathan Cameron, who must be one of the best young centre-backs in the lower leagues. Those two have got a very good partnership. Like you say, not as much of a ball player, not too bad, but Nathan Cameron is more that side of things. They have got, sometimes we seem to concede a few, but not necessarily Peter's fault. But then other times he's always at the centre of it when we do get a clean sheet. So, oh no, I'm already a very big fan of his.
And go on, bit of pressure on then, Tom. The score for Saturday, how are you seeing this one?
Well, Bury's run's got to end soon, I think. I know Bradford haven't been going quite as well too, so I'm going to have to be bold and predict a 2-1 Bury victory, I think.